Moncrief on News Talk.
We have to talk about man bags now because men are carrying them. Groundbreaking. Once seen as distinctly feminine, bags are now being embraced by the likes of Harry Styles, Jacob Elordi, Kylian Mbappe and Erling Haaland. From practical crossbody bags to designer totes, men's fashion is changing. But is Ireland ready to leave the old rules of masculinity behind? Joining me to discuss is Laura Jordan, owner of Style Savvy and stylist. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
So what constitutes a man bag? What separates a bag from a man bag?
Such a good question. Previously, it was a practical entity and now it is moving into the style.
Okay.
I feel wherever, you know, media and sports go, the general population eventually follow. But we have seen the kind of trope of footballers and Essex boys with their bags. And this has moved into popular culture, moved into your movie star arena. And then with the World Cup, I think it really heightened when you have, I mean, the iconic picture of Erling Haaland with his taxidermy raccoon and his Hermes bag in the other hand, coming off his flight from the World Cup, the Norway team. So that has brought it into popular culture and the chat.
Is this a trend though? Like, have we seen this before? I feel like so many of these are cyclical and I feel like, well, I've seen this film before and I didn't like the ending. You know that way? I feel like we've had this conversation before and now it's just Jacob Elordi did it and it's like, oh, okay, we need them back again.
I know. And I think there is quite a difference, as many people would admit, between, say, Jacob Elordi's typical style, fashion, and the way he wears clothes, being like 6 foot and a former model,
yep,
and the average person heading into work. Most especially in Ireland, I think we are slow to embrace, shall we say, a new trend idea. And I can imagine the ribbing that may entail from some people within like a work environment. But what we're seeing in the trend piece is that it isn't just any bag. It is a particular design bag, a designer bag, and a way to sort of have another access or entry point to showing off a luxury label within an outfit.
So are they sometimes just going for the label as opposed to how it looks and practicality?
I think so. So if we look at the practicality piece, we've moved from, say, briefcases to backpacks. We are no longer carrying papers with us, we're bringing laptops, and we're seeing that sort of swivel again from a typical zip, you know, laptop bag that we all bought specific ones of into your backpack for work being a style statement in itself and something you consider in terms of how it blends with the clothes you choose and what it says about you potentially as a person if you're really into your style. We're seeing this move again now into the concept of literally a handbag or tote bag that is gender fluid, something that can be worn equally between men's wear, women's wear. So it's a further step again. How long this lasts is going to be an interesting one because, as you said, right now it's a trend flash. Mm. We're going to have to see if this does become something that lasts, you know, in terms of bigger scale, higher sales for these brands. Are they seeing men buying them?
Are you seeing the brands respond to this trend flash? I'm presuming yes. I mean, when Erling Haaland is toting them around, literally, pardon the pun, I'd imagine they're like, okay, the dollar signs are going off in their eyes.
Oh, the dollars are flashing. Most especially when you see pre-styled celebrities for menswear fashion shows. So you'll have men's fashion weeks, you'll have cruise collections, etc. And there are informal and indeed formal brand ambassadors for a lot of these. When you see an actor or someone in media who's styled for a show and they are carrying a handbag. We saw it at the Met Gala. We saw it last month for the Dior men's collections. You know, this is something that the luxury brands are pushing because they're seeing a certain responsiveness to it and they're trying to bring it from media into mainstream culture.
So for any of the men looking to invest in a new bag, what should they be looking out for construction wise, material wise?
If you're going to spend, you want materials that are going to last. The most popular in terms of the current sales that we're seeing for bags that have been purchased to be worn in menswear, usually it's Louis Vuitton. Hermes, of course, is the top tier. It's actually quite difficult to get your hands on a bag like the one Haaland was carrying. That's going to retail from between 20 to 100 grand. So, you know, it's most definitely a considered purchase, we would say. But material,
one way of putting it.
Yeah, you're either looking for leather, if you're looking for something more practical heading to work, that you're looking for a waterproof if you're out and about. So it really does depend on what you're looking for your bag to do. Carry your bits and bobs around or make a style statement.
Now, someone has said on text, and honestly, I couldn't agree more. What the hell are these men carrying that they need a bag, phone, wallet, keys? That's all a man needs and they fit in your pocket.
Maybe
correct.
Yeah.
And all of your clothes have pockets already, which women's don't.
This is the point, because the origination, I suppose, of like bags for women were the fact that in, you know, historically, skirts and dresses were worn more by women, and we didn't have pockets, so we needed a bag. Whereas typically men were wearing trousers and the pockets came included, you know. They had, also now wallets are less of a thing because of Apple Pay. We're seeing, I suppose, the trend of like carrying your headphones or maybe SPF, glasses, sunglasses, you know, maybe a lip balm, who knows, to bring into what you're, you know, bringing with you each day. And the feedback is, gosh, it's quite handy to have a bag to put these things into rather than filling your pockets with all those, you know, bits and bobs.
Isn't it incredible? Women do it first and then men look at that and go, oh, that is actually a good idea, these bags. Calling my bag a man bag is as sexist as referring to a female Garda as a bang Garda. It's just a bag, okay? I mean, look, does gender belong in clothes? I don't know. I'm not qualified enough to answer that.
We're not far enough away for there to be no gender in clothes. We'll go into a clothes shop and there will be skirts, trousers, you know, dresses, jackets. There will be no gender, I'd say, in 5 to 10 years.
But then why aren't the men just going out and getting like a sleigh little clutch, perhaps?
Go for it.
Why are we talking about backpacks and toques? Bring back a clutch, guys. And again, that would carry all these limited items that these texters are talking about. Phone, wallet, keys.
It would, nice and light, and also potentially hard shell. You know, can sit on a table and a desk nicely. I don't see a problem.
Yeah. And look, I mean, Joey did it first in Friends, right? With the 1990s man bag. So this is cyclical. This is just coming around again.
Absolutely. We're evolving from like the Don Draper briefcase to backpack to the new handbag of sorts, whether we call it man bag, woman bag, etc. Exactly. Cyclical. We're going to have to see how long this one sticks around for.
Matt Damon's just texting, a super value grocery bag is all you need. There you go, Matt, in fairness. I mean,
he's right. Also,
practical.
Eco-friendly, reusable.
Are they looking at any kind of particular colours when you're seeing men kind of seeking out these accessories?
Tends to be something a little different, like a weave in the Bottega Veneta, which is very, you know, linked to Jacob Elordi because he's quite a large collection of them, or something in, say, the Louis Vuitton, which has bold print. So you're not really just tucking this under your arm and hoping no one sees it. This really is its own piece and something that people want you to notice and comment on. No more than if you're buying an expensive watch or piece of jewellery, you do want people to notice.
Yeah, I suppose there's a big practice of collecting sports shoes for some men. Could this become the new thing when you're talking about them kind of being wearable art, living art? Is this going to replace the basketball shoe or whatever they're collecting?
I think so. And actually, as you mentioned, we saw like the New York Knicks when they're, you know, they had their run for their historic win a couple of months ago. That's when we saw bags coming into their own as well. They were carrying bags to the stadiums, and we see it in the NFL as well. I often see these images and I ask, well, what are they like? Are they bringing their boots? Like, what's in this bag? But again, no more than we would ask for anybody else. It's too, you know, we shouldn't be gendering it and asking what's inside. It's the concept of having an additional accessory as part of your look.
Yeah. Sorry now, but my husband fills my bag with his essentials in inverted commas, daily. Bring on the man bag and save me carrying bits, I say. That's the only, well, I'm kind of very much into that as well, as someone who does not have a wallet, much to my husband's chagrin. I do not like carrying stuff. Or if I am carrying stuff, I do not want to be burdened with the idea of a bag. I'd rather punish myself and carry everything in my hands. There's a great Instagram account of that actually, where it's women carrying, I think it's a bad word, but if you search it, it should just come up, and it's just women absolutely laden down with whatever items they can get. So, you know, maybe this is the new frontier of gender equality. Now, so again, texts are saying, ladies, European men have been wearing man bags for donkeys. That's from Yvonne in Kilkenny. So are we just behind? Are we behind in the sense that there's a lack of awareness, or is it our unwillingness to try something new and get in on a trend?
Oh, it's the latter, because again, Europe tends to do it first, and we're always a little slow to adopt the fashion trends, I suppose, especially in menswear. But we're catching up. We're getting there. But you said it when we've all would have noted on holidays, particularly in capital city, would have seen more bags, you know, been worn and toted by men, I think, than we would have typically hear. But it's good to see that's changing.
It just reminds me of that Twitter thread as well, where people talked about all the times they tried to be fashionable in Ireland and then were subsequently called names. That person who wore a beret and never
Mario.
At the end of it. Mario, yeah.
That's what I feel could be, I salute the bravery, but I do feel we've a little bit of a way to go yet. Yeah. So bring it on.
Yeah. Imagine walking down the street in Athlone with a man bag. You'd never live it down. Texter, Athlone is a very stylish place, okay? I won't take this Athlone slander. I believe in them and their ability to absolutely slay a bag, to be honest. Someone else, I think the Spice Girls should bring out their own branded bag. It could be called Spice Bag. But you're all very funny today. I love it. Internally, should people be looking at anything when they're considering a bag purchase? I suppose this goes for anyone, male, female, however you identify. I know for me, when I am buying a bag, which isn't very often, or if I'm considering something, I want to look at like internal pockets and stuff like that.
Oh, it's huge. And again, if you know, we can sometimes have that initial spark with a bag and say, oh my gosh, I have to have it. But do you really though? Because when we look at, you said number of pockets, is there a zip somewhere?
Mm.
Is there a base that you're going to, you know, it's going to hold the base back. You can see everything in it. Are the pieces you put in just going to get lost for all eternity? Is it comfortable? Are the slips going to, or the straps, should I say, going to slip off the shoulder? Like, these are the factors you want to think about. And you have to think about your actual life rather than the life you would like to have and the bag you would like to pair with it.
Well, exactly. Is there a fear when you're seeing Erling Haaland walking around with a bag that you're like, oh, I'm going to emulate that? And it's kind of like, okay, well, are we doing this beyond our means, and are we doing it just because he's doing it, or because this is something I could be interested in and I think could be really nice?
Absolutely. I think there has to be a certain amount of individualism in the pieces that you choose and them fitting into your life and your style and all those factors that go with it. And him walking off a plane coming back from the World Cup, you know, with the whatever style stakes he has and income that he receives, versus, you know, us walking into an everyday office, it could be a different reception. That's all I'll say, Fionnuala.
There you go. You might not get the same warm reception walking through Athlone, apparently, according to the text. Laura Jordan, owner of Style Savvy and Stylist, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I mean, the texts. I have a school bag that can carry a laptop. It costs 30 quid, 20k on a man bag is madness. Fashion is for gullible morons. Perfect. Love that. Man bags, we use them on holidays, but we don't need them here. I don't know. I'm more and more convinced. I'm more and more convinced that we could all do with one for all of our bits and bobs. Just throw stuff in. We can't all be Erling Haaland, but we all can have nice things sometimes, can't we?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.